This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
These last few shows, we have been visiting my tools for training. Today, we visit my method of training. Yes, praise is one of the tools and what I feel most people think that they are using as a way to teach their dog. Unfortunately, it's not most people's method of training.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you may get the very best from praising your dog. I am Benny Copeland, behaviorist to the dogs, trainer of people, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thanks for joining me today. Finally, we get to the meat and potatoes of training. Praise. I did a show a few years ago called Praise, the One Thing in Dog Training. It was episode 037. I almost named this podcast the same thing because that is what I think of praise. Praise is the one thing that you can do on a daily basis to make communicating with your dog easier and create a great member of the family. I mean, this show is about fusing your dog into your family, right? Praise is the only way you're going to get your dog to be willing to do what you want him to do. As I have said before, and I continue to shove down your throat, the definition of obedience is the willingness to obey. Your dog has to want to do what you expect of him in order to be truly obedient. Let's find out what it means to be a very good boy right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
Praise is the only way to teach and train your dog. Sounds great, doesn't it? Think about it. If I came into your home and I said that we were going to beat your dog into submission and then train him to be the best dog in the world, you'd never hire me, right? I know there are a few of you out there thinking, my dog could probably use a good beating right now. But the truth is that if I said that, you'd never hire me. It's like watching someone you didn't know discipline your child. It just ain't gonna happen. And here's the other side of that coin. Beatings just don't work. At some point, that dog will test the boundaries. And if you are overcorrective with your training, that test from your dog is going to be over the top too. Refer to episodes 216 and 217 to really understand my teachings on correction. But what is praise? According to my book, Family Dog Fusion, and another reason for a shameless self-promotion, it's available on Amazon.com as a great stocking stuffer. Praise is any attention, for a behavior when your dog has made a choice or has a big reaction to something. Any attention when your dog has made a choice or has a big reaction to something. Notice, I did not say positive or negative attention. I said any attention. Then why don't I say the three tools for training are attention, motivation, and correction? Two reasons. One, you, the dog lover, want to hear the lovely, sweet, and happy things you need to train your dog. You don't like to hear about the harsh, negative, and ugly things you might need to train your dog. No one wants to hear about the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to achieve a great goal. But when you go through that blood, sweat, and tears, you feel much more accomplished with that goal. Dog training is similar, and why, when a client asks if it's better for me to train them or would it be better to send their dog away, I tell them that they get to go through the blood, sweat, and tears. They get to see their dog's process, and they get to see what he is learning, and they get to feel accomplishment of training and communicating with their dog, and they learn to see their dog make choices. That last part is the most important part and what I've been talking about since episode 000. The second reason is part of my further definition of praise as a method of training. Praise is only praise when you give your dog positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment he has made the choice you want him to make. Now, in my book, I break this definition down to two segments. The first segment is that the only time you are teaching your dog is when he is making a choice or has a big reaction to something, and then you give positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment of that choice or reaction. This also means that you can create behaviors you don't want by giving positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment of that choice. Let's say your dog is new and just learning the rules of your home. When you have someone over, your dog is cute and small and jumping all over your friend for attention. What do? You pick him up, right? You may even scold him something like this. "Now you stop that right now, you bad dog." Does any of that sound negative to you? So here you are giving your dog the biggest reward, touch, and talking to him in sweet, pleasing tones. You have now given your dog positive, pleasing, loving attention for a behavior you don't want. Here's another example. Let's say you and your dog are hanging out in the kitchen for whatever reason. You hang out in the kitchen. A storm is brewing, and you really think nothing of it, and all of a sudden, lightning strikes very close to your home, and the thunderous noise it makes scares the bejeebies out of you and your dog. How do most people react to their dog in this situation? That's right. They grab the dog off, run into the bedroom, cuddle and soothe that terrified dog to make him feel better and make him realize he's safe. I mean, we do that with children, right? Do you want your dog to be fearful of thunder and other loud sudden noises? Here, you are giving your dog positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment of a big fear reaction. You are teaching your dog to be fearful of loud, sudden noises. Just because you do that with your kids and now they don't fear thunder, you think, well, it should work with my dog. It's a very normal human reaction. But why does it work with your children and not with your dog? It's because children have cognitive and analytical thinking. Dogs are only reactive in their thinking. In other words, your dog reacts a certain way. You give positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment of that choice or reaction, then they think that's how they're supposed to behave every time that situation happens. They think when people come into the house, we should jump up on them, and they think they should be terrified every time they hear a loud noise. Here's the irony. Even later on, when you get angry at your dog for doing the thing you taught him, like jumping up on your friends, you are still giving attention to the choice. Now when you yell at him, stop, it's still attention. When you grab him and throw him outside or into his crate, it's still attention. If this is the only attention your dog gets when this behavior is happening, it's going to keep happening. I mean, you've heard about the kid that keeps getting in trouble just to get attention, right? This is your dog. If you're a regular listener, you know that I talk about getting your dog to make the choice you want and that's how we teach and train. Knowing what you want is very important. Even as I say this, I know there are people out there thinking, I know I don't want my dog to do ... It's easy to see what you don't want. This is what keeps me in the money. If everyone knew what they wanted, I would never get a call. I would still be selling shoes or delivering pizza to make a living. Not a bad living, but not near as fun as what I do now. You would think that by divulging my secret to training here in all of these podcasts, that I'd be shooting myself in the foot, right? Guess what? There are times when I am working with an owner for 3 months or more, and they still do not get the concept of thinking or saying things in terms of what they want, rather than saying them and thinking about what they don't want. Think about it. How many times a day do you see or see someone or say to someone, don't forget, or stop doing, or I need to quit, etc., etc.? Our brains are programmed to think in the negative. Our thoughts go to that thing we need to fix or change, not that there's some affirmative thing that we can do to create something better. This brings me to the second segment of my definition of praise. What choice do you want? See, if you can't state what you want your dog to do in a positive or an affirmative way, you will never see it. If you can't see your dog making those good choices, you'll never praise it. You have to be able to speak what you want in the affirmative. I say that you have to speak it in the affirmative because the word positive is overused and diluted in our society. Be positive is not different any more than saying be nice. In order to be nice, you have to be fake. When someone tells me to think positive, my first thought is, I could positively. Well, I'll let you finish the sentence. It's funny. Devin and I started this podcast in 2015. When I first started talking about knowing what your dog wants and saying it in the way of what you want, Devin was one to come up with a phrase, speaking in the affirmative. Well, he actually said to think in the affirmative. I really like that phrase. But my argument is that you can't just think in the affirmative. You have to make it a verbal statement for it to be viable. The main reason is because your brain has a tendency to get in your way. When I say that I'm thinking positive, or someone tells me to think positive, it's not so easy. Even as I write now, more than just one voice is in my head. Yes, there is that one that is thinking along the lines of what I want to say and making my fingers do the work on the keyboard. But that's not the only thing going on up there. I have other thoughts going on as well. When I speak of Devin, I think, I wonder how he's doing right now. Part of my mind is on the other dogs and the 24 other things that I have to do today. I wonder if I'm going to have all the time to get it all done. You know, your brain doesn't just click off and on. In reality, we can't just tell our brain to be positive, and it automatically clicks to thoughts of honeysuckles and butterflies with little pink hearts floating all around. I mean, really, didn't your brain just paint a picture of what I described right then? To say something aloud creates the spoken word, and that word can become your law. But you must be able to speak your word in the affirmative. Have you ever heard it said that if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all? Well, I rebuke that statement. If you want to have better communication and better relationships, then say it aloud. Just think, if you're not saying something good, you're definitely thinking something rotten. This is why I make my clients tell me what they want from their dog. They have to say it in the affirmative. Do you think it sticks with them? Like I said, as many times as I do this in 3-month sessions, many of my clients still don't speak in that way by the end. The other day, Tam gave me a great example of how seeing things and thinking things in the negative doesn't work. She was using her credit card and had to put it in one of those chip readers. The first thing that popped up on the screen was the wording, "Do not remove." And guess what she did? She immediately removed her card and had to start the transaction all over. When she told me this story, I recalled that I have done this numerous times as well. You see, we are so ingrained in seeing things written in the negative that we ignore the negative part. Do not park. Don't forget the bread. Quit smoking. Stop taking things personally are all examples of how we see things and how we communicate. Think about how many times people get their car towed, or that you forgot to get the bread when asked not to, or that you're still smoking after quitting at least a dozen times, and no matter what they say, you will somehow take it personally. It's not about thinking positive. It's about finding a way to make things positive in your dog training so that your dog will want to do what you expect of him at all times. In summary, we talked about praise being the only method of training. You discovered that praise is only attention given in the moment that your dog makes a choice or has a reaction to something. You also learned that speaking in the affirmative will solidify how you are communicating with your dog. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.